With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says victory over Hamas must begin with moral clarity.
It means making a moral distinction between the deliberate murder of the innocent and the unintentional casualties that accompany every legitimate war, even the most just war.
On Capitol Hill, new House Speaker Mike Johnson is vowing to bring a standalone Israel aid bill to the floor this week.
Speaker Johnson said on Sunday that the House will consider aid to Israel in a standalone measure this week and expressed confidence that it would pass with bipartisan support. Such a move would resist President Biden's call for Congress to approve a broader package that also includes aid to Ukraine as well as other national security needs. Acknowledging that Senate Republicans have a similar measure, Speaker Johnson told Fox News on Sunday that the House was planning to move the standalone Israel funding bill this week. The White House this month requested more than $105 billion in national security aid, including over $61 billion to Ukraine, over $14 billion to Israel, and more than $9 billion for humanitarian assistance. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has called a meeting of top security and law enforcement officials after a mob stormed the airport in Dagestan after a plane from Tel Aviv landed.
Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that the meeting will discuss attempts by the West to use the events in the Middle East to divide the Russian society. At his daily news conference, Peskov added, "It's well known and obvious that yesterday's event around the airport was largely the result of outside interference."
That's correspondent Charles De La Desma reporting. Spending by consumers rose by a brisk 0.4% in September, even after adjusting for inflation, and even as they face ever higher borrowing costs. On Wall Street, the major indexes have been flourishing today. The Dow right now up by 483 points. This is SRN News. There's another effort underway to expand euthanasia in Canada.
Advocates are urging the government to allow people with drug addictions to kill themselves. Dr. David Martel of Nova Scotia Health told the recent Canadian Society of Addiction Medicine, quote, "It's not fair to exclude people from physician-assisted suicide purely because their mental disorder might be a substance use disorder. Ever since Canada legalized euthanasia in 2016, eligibility has been expanded time and time again." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A modest pro-life revolution seems to be sweeping Russia. While abortion is still legal and widely available, some private clinics have started to drop it from the services they provide. The health ministry has mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from terminating their unborn child's life. New regulations will soon severely restrict access to many abortifacient drugs as well. Over the decades, the number of abortions in Russia has fallen. This is SRN News. A deal has been reached to end a week-long strike that had shut down a major shipping artery in the Great Lakes.
The strike halted the flow of grain and other goods from the U.S. and Canada. Around 360 workers in Ontario and Quebec with Unifor, Canada's largest private sector union, walked out October 22nd in a dispute over wages with the St. Lawrence Seaway Management Corporation. The union will vote to ratify the deal in the coming days.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union have reached a tentative contract agreement that could put an end to the six-week-old strike against Detroit carmakers. The agreement follows a pattern set with Ford last week and Jeep maker Stellantis over the weekend. The deals will last 4 years and 8 months and include a 25% general pay raise and cost of living adjustments. They bring the wage increase over 30% over the life of the contract. More details at SRNnews.com.